KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 after midnight, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula, today, mostly sunny. Highs near 40, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, rain likely, possibly mixed with snow mainly after 4 a.m., cloudy, with lows around 34. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 12:02 a.m. at 5 foot 6 inches, a low at 5:41 a.m. at 2 feet 8 inches, a high at 11:18 at 5 foot 8 inches, and a low tonight at 5:58 at 6 inches. Your sun rose at 7:17 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:04, bringing us up to 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, Unalaska's health clinic has a new permanent CEO. And Alaska lawmakers failed to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's education funding veto yesterday afternoon. All of that and more coming up.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM Unalaska. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. Alulik Family and Health Services has a new permanent CEO. Don Johnson officially stepped into the role earlier this month. Johnson has been serving as interim CEO since June of last year, following previous CEO Noel Ray's abrupt departure. Before that, Johnson worked as the clinic's nursing administrator. She brings over a decade of healthcare administration experience to the job. In a letter sent to KUCB, Johnson says she's excited to lead the organization and is humbled by the staff and board of directors' support. I sat down with Johnson late last year to hear about her background and how she found Unalaska. Here's part of our conversation.
Can you talk about some of your previous work experience before you came to IFHS?
Sure. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years. I started as a scrub tech in the OR and went to school to be a nurse. After becoming a nurse, I decided I wanted to further my career and further my education, so I got my bachelor's degree, and then I went and got my master's degree in nursing administrative leadership. And that is what led me to become a leader. And so I've been in leadership roles for well over a decade. My latest role was I was the chief nursing officer down in Homer. So I've lived in Alaska for over a decade. I worked in Ketchikan for a while. I was their house supervisor. And then I moved to Homer and was there for about 7 years. Took some time off after that, after the COVID debacle that I think everyone will remember. Took some time off from healthcare, about a year, and then came back into healthcare at IFHS in Unalaska.
How did you find Unalaska?
So, interestingly enough, Noel Rea was the CEO at the time, and I worked with him temporarily, very short amount of time in Homer. He was the interim CEO when I was this chief nursing officer there in Homer. So I worked with him for approximately 90 days as they transitioned a new CEO into place. So on my time off, when I was off for that year, I got a phone call from Noel and said, hey, I could use some nursing administrative help up here in Unalaska. Are you interested? And I said, absolutely. And so my husband and I packed up, left beautiful sunny Florida in January and came to Dutch Harbor in January of 2023.
That was Alulik Family and Health Services' new permanent CEO, Dawn Johnson. Johnson says she will oversee the clinic's upcoming $20 million renovation and expansion project, a project she says will help the clinic qualify for urgent and emergency care grants. Alaska lawmakers yesterday afternoon failed to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of a bill that would have provided a $1,000 boost to basic per student funding for public schools. The combined veto was 33-27, well short of the 40 votes needed to override Dunleavy's veto. The governor vetoed the bill on Thursday, saying it didn't include policy changes and that the bill's $250 million price tag was too steep. On that second point, Chief Senate Budgeter Lyman Hoffman, a Bethel Democrat, said he reluctantly agreed. Hoffman acknowledged the need to boost funding for the state schools, but he said the state can't afford it.
We need to take our heads out of the sand, look at the fiscal realities that we live in today, and do what the people have sent us down here to do, to balance this budget.
He called on lawmakers to pass a series of revenue measures that he said would allow the state to fund schools appropriately. The largely Democratic Senate majority has backed three bills that would roll back oil and gas tax credits and expand corporate income taxes. The head budgeter in the House, Democratic Anchorage Representative Andy Josephson, took issue with Hoffman's view.
I can't go to my constituents and say, this is just unaffordable, because it's not. It's just a question of will, that's all.
He said the bill would increase spending by roughly $80 million compared with this year. That's a small fraction of the nearly $3 billion that the state has in savings. But Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, said that wasn't prudent with oil prices and financial markets in turmoil.
The headwinds coming at the state over the next year or so look significant. More significant than they've ever looked in my 20 years here.
The top three sources of state revenue are investment earnings, oil taxes, and the federal government, and all of those are under pressure. Stedman said lawmakers should focus on passing a minimum $680 boost in the long-term funding, same as the one-time funding schools got last year. Minority Republicans are largely silent on the floor, but echo Stedman's budget concerns in a news conference after the vote. Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed a $560 boost in a bill he announced alongside the veto. A few dozen protesters visited Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's Anchorage office Monday to object to a plan he voted for that would make a major cut to the portion of the federal budget that's primarily Medicaid. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Many of the protesters work in Medicaid-supported jobs as caregivers to vulnerable Alaskans. They wore black trash bags to make a point. Organizer Judy Jessen is with the Caregivers Union, SEIU Local 775, and explained the symbol.
We look silly wearing trash bags trying to take care of somebody because our work is not wasteful. As a matter of fact, we know that Medicaid care services specifically are some of the most efficient services that you can have, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
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 The demonstration is part of a week of daily protests aimed at different Trump administration policies and timed to match the congressional spring recess. Many of the Medicaid protesters also attended an anti-Trump administration rally Saturday that, for the second time this month, drew an estimated 2,000 or 3,000 people to downtown Anchorage. Retired kindergarten teacher Maureen Tuskevich says she was never one for protests, but now has been to several. Tuskevich was at the Medicaid one thinking of her adult son who requires full-time care and benefits from Medicaid and other safety net programs.
I'm scared to death now that I work so hard fighting the red tape and everything, that it's gonna be taken away, and I'm almost 70, so I don't have many more years of the tape in front of me, and I need to make sure he's set up.
Begich voted for the $880 billion budget cut. He says he wants to eliminate government waste. Protesters say that amounts to about a third of the Medicaid budget and would slice deep into the medical insurance program that nearly 40% of Alaskans rely on. Begich staffer Denali Chewbacca greeted the protesters and handed out paper and clipboards so they could write messages. Begich wasn't in, so caregiver Catherine Nicholas made her case to his aide.
We really want to get the message across that this is a life and death situation. And every single one of us, we are not waste. There isn't a human being that is called waste. So the Trump administration really does need to know who we are and what we are doing and why we care, because we want people to live.
Yes, ma'am.
Chewbacca thanked the protesters and said she'd make sure to pass the message on to the congressman. The theme of the next protest at the congressional offices is education. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. A dozen Unalaska student athletes are competing in the Native Youth Olympics Games in Anchorage starting tomorrow. The Raider athletes will compete in 10 different events. KUCB will be airing a special one-hour daily broadcast from the Kaonic Broadcast Corporation news team Thursday and Friday at noon. The broadcast, Alaska Native Voice 1, live from NYO 2025, will air in place of our newscast tomorrow. Tune in to KUCB 89.7 FM Thursday and Friday to hear more about this year's competition. The Cowalungan Wellness Program will host a culture night this evening from 5:30 to 8 at the tribal office. This week, they'll be making crafts using beach material from the beach cleanup yesterday. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Unalaska Interagency Cooperative will meet tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon in the Unalaska Public Library Community Room. These informal meetings are open to anyone and usually last about 1 hour. The Museum of the Aleutians and Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence are co-hosting Trivia Night this month. Trivia starts at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Norwegian Rat Saloon. A 50-50 cash raffle at the event will support both local nonprofit organizations. This weekend, archaeologist and museum director Dr. Virginia Hatfield will present a lunch and learn on the science of garbology and what we can learn about human behavior from landfills and household trash. The event will be Saturday afternoon, 12:30, inside the Unalaska City Library. This event is part of Zero Waste Week activities. The Unalaska Public Library will offer a craft session for creating journals from recycled materials on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Basic supplies are provided, and participants are welcome to bring personal mementos. For more information on all the community events this week, head to our community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales clerk, a full-time temporary public works laborer, and a full-time temporary harbor office assistant. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. Sandpoint, the city has issued a public notice that the water will be shut off to the trailer court and the harbor at 10:30 this morning for 2 to 3 hours to repair a leak. And today is April 23rd, 2025. Happy birthday to Charlie Jackson, and happy birthday to Danielle Carlson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
just keep walking. Right in this magic.
southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself, it's true. That's why I'm going to Kathmandu. Really, really going to. Hey, if I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, Kathmandu. Take me with you, cause I'm going with you. Now, if I ever get out of here, I'm on the Kathmandu.
Get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight. got soul. Radio, radio, turn it up. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la. This is Alaska's only statewide call-in forum for discussing the issues impacting life on the last frontier. Politics, science, culture, and current events are covered by host Steve Heimel, along with guests and callers. From Alaska Public Radio Network.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Make believe they'll keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve, but my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey. If it's understood, it's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll.